This programming is sponsored by the Dan L. Duncan Comprehensive Cancer Care Center at Baylor St. Luke's Medical Center, offering comprehensive cancer care that is compassionate, personalized, and driven by clinical research. More at stlukeshealth.org/cancer.
Live from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Alexandra Hart. The Houston City Council approved a $30 million demolition program yesterday to address more than 2,300 blighted buildings across the city. But the vote was split, with seven council members voting against the measure over concerns about the funding source. News 88.7's Dominic Anthony Walsh explains.
The $30 million comes from the city's stormwater fund, which holds $166 million. Mayor John Whitmire's administration says inspectors will prove each blighted building causes stormwater issues before demolishing it under the program. His office shared the specific criteria with Houston Public Media. It includes whether a building is in a floodplain or near stormwater infrastructure. Councilmember Abby Kamen says that covers most of Houston.
I mean, we have just done what appears to me a massive catch-all.
Some of the money could come back to the fund. When the city demolishes a building, it places a lien on the property in an effort to recoup costs from the owner. I'm Dominic Anthony Walsh, News 88.7.
John Lindsay, the longest-serving county judge in Harris County history, died Wednesday morning at the age of 90. Ed Emmett, one of Lindsay's successors, credits him with modernizing mental health care in the county.
To put it succinctly, he was one of the first people who said, you know, mental health's just another health issue. And so rather than have it stigmatized like it used to be, he tried to coordinate an effort that would get people the help they needed.
Emmett also credits Lindsay with putting Harris County on a sound financial footing through the creation of the county toll road system. Lindsay was elected in 1974 and served for 20 years, initially as the sole Republican on a commissioner's court dominated by Democrats. Houston Rodeo is announcing its lineup of performers tonight. The rodeo has already announced there will be 20 performers this year. Country artists dominate, but the rodeo will also have pop, rock, and R&B performances. Houston Public Media will have the latest when the schedule is announced. I'm Alexandra Hart, News 88.7.
Support for NPR.